Yo, what is up? What is up? What is up? Welcome back to the Brad and Avery Hour. We're in a brand new year, episode 35. This is Brad Bartko. I'm Avery Lewis McDougal. Brad, how are your holidays, sir?
Man, they were good. I ate a lot of food, and I think I drank a little too much, too, but that's okay.
Oh, shocker.
We're back, and everything's clear. We're good, and first show of 2019, and what a year it's going to be for the Brad and Avery Hour. I'm excited.
Absolutely, that's correct. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw I'm now 26 years old. Celebrate my
You're getting birth. Old. You're
I know, right? I'm up there. I'm ancient.
So 26.
Had my birthday celebrations in London, England. That was fun going to England. I know I was only there for, because I'm a real gangster, I went over there and came back in one day.
One day.
That's how real G's do things, Brad.
One day. Did you celebrate New Year's Eve in both locations or just one?
Celebrate New Year's Eve in London and have my actual dinner in Toronto the next day.
Gotcha, okay.
Yes, actually, sorry. Yeah, not on the first. Yeah, so came back on the second to Canada.
Did you have tea with the Queen or what?
I wish I could. You know, I had tea on the plane coming back from England. Had no tea with the Queen, but maybe next time I'll tea with the Queen.
No, she didn't get back to you, did she?
Nah, no, you know, I sent her a message.
Didn't return phone calls or texts?
Yeah, I sent her a Snapchat, you know, no reply, unfortunately.
Queen. She watches the show every week.
That's
so,
right.
Come on.
And so do Harry and Mark. And so do Harry and Meghan.
That's right.
Mm.
So heads up to those guys. Thanks. share some big news before we get off. We are now on Anchor. So
yes.
Tell the audience what that means.
The platforms for you to listen to the Brad Avery Hour are expanding. As you already knew, you can listen to the podcast on SoundCloud and TuneIn Radio. But now, since we've now joined the platform Anchor.fm, you can hear the podcast, of course, on Anchor, but now also on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher Radio, and soon iTunes.
Yeah, we're going big time. We're excited. I listen to Spotify all the time. I'm a premium member, so we'll jump on that. Even if you're not a premium member, it's still free. Ads and commercials in between that, but so great platform to use on the go. I know there was a lot of people complaining that if they weren't on Facebook at the time or weren't on Facebook at all, how could they listen to the show? So and couldn't get access to SoundCloud. Well, now you have no excuse to listen to the beautiful voices and faces of Avery and Brad every week, episode 35. And we're excited, man. It's going to be a big year.
No,
and
will
this
be.
Is a good way to kick it off.
Exactly. You know what? Maybe in 2020, Brad, holograms.
Oh,
holograms could be in the future for this podcast.
Can we interview Tupac then with this hologram? Or, you know, or something like that. That'd be kind of cool.
It would be. You know, hologram Tupac, hologram Elvis, hologram Biggie, you know, all those guys. I still feel they're alive. I still feel Tupac and Biggie are somewhere chilling in Cuba.
So is Paul Walker still alive somewhere too?
He could be.
Hey, our number one fan, Barry Peterson, has finally returned. Thanks for joining us in 2019, BP.
And Corey McDonald as well too.
Corey as well. Barry, we missed you. It was kind of dark there without Barry chirping on the sidelines here. So it's good. You didn't miss anything either. We're just getting started, so it's gonna be good.
Exactly.
First and foremost, Avery.
Yes.
Let's chat about the national championship tonight, Alabama versus Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Clemson Tigers fan, so this has me tickled pink that the Tigers are back, led by Trevor Lawrence and Dabo Sweeney, of course. That defense is still potent as ever, a unbelievable defense. And is this the year they get done, Avery?
You know what? They've beaten Alabama once before, and if people know me when it comes to college football,
right.
I cannot stand Nick Saban. I cannot stand the man, but I got to admit, Tua Tagovailoa is a great quarterback. But to see him slow down a little bit, though, tonight, it shows that, once again, Clemson can hang with these big boys.
Well, and it comes down to, I kind of feel bad. I'm feeling for Jalen Hurts a little bit. He kind of, you know, gets pushed to the wayside.
Mm-hmm.
For Tua Tagovailoa to come in, yes, I want to buy a vowel. It is that long of a name. It's Hawaiian, the great football player, though. You can't take that against him. And, man, but they're going to have their hands full tonight. It seems like already, last we checked, it was 28-16 if they were Clemson at halftime. and it looks like Trevor Lawrence and that offense as well. It seems to be clicking on all cylinders, which is good.
No, it's funny. You know, I'm talking about Alabama, but I'm wearing a freaking Paul Bear Bryant like jacket. If you know your football history.
Yeah, you are. That's right.
Oh, that's right, yeah. But yeah, no. And once again, you're seeing the 2016 halftime defense. Where's the D?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah, and college football, you never know. They're typically high-scoring football games for the most part, and there is really no defense to be had. Dexter Lawrence, of course, they're going to have almost 7 first-round picks this year, the Clemson Tigers. An incredible turnout of the draft this coming April. So I'm excited for that as well. But, Will, what does this put now? A lot of people are complaining that this is a fourth year in a row, Clemson-Alabama final, Clemson-Alabama final. People are like, well, we need some new blood in there. It's getting old, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, and it is.
All this whining. But they said it simply yesterday at the media day and all week, beat us. You want to be in the championship, you got to beat us. We're the two best teams, and we belong here. It's the first time in history teams are going 15-0 into the national championship.
That's true.
The team's finally going to lose tonight. Another team's going to go 16-0. And what an incredible year for both teams. So I believe they both deserve to be here.
They do. But, you know, I feel the questions about this being, you know, same old again. I feel how you get around that to an extent. More teams in the playoff. Make an 8-team playoff.
And I think they will.
Yeah, expand it some more.
I think they will. They've been talking about that for far too long. Farhan Lazi, of course, covering it for Canadian fans up here. You know, so we you want to see that. I think it's good for the game. We have that it gets done.
Yeah.
It opens the wider field now, competition for everybody. So
exactly.
So I think that'll be good. It's just good for the game. It's good all around. There's no win-lose situation or lose-lose situation. I believe it's a win-win, especially for college football. Now, on that note, Avery, really, really quick, I want to thank we wouldn't be here without our sponsors.
Of course.
And I want to thank, first and foremost, you can see behind me, we're at the beautiful Howie's Club
yes,
here
we
at
are.
West Edmonton Mall, an outstanding venue, outstanding food, outstanding people to work with. This is one giant family. I've been a part of Howie's since day one. I even go further back before it was Howie's Club. So I always find this place home. And to be able to host a show here, Avery, is unbelievable. And then, of course, Match Pub and Eatery, thank you so much. And, we also wouldn't be here with our good friend, and I see he's on tonight, Hyder from Travel Gurus. Check them out at travelgurus.ca as well. If you're in Edmonton, go on down to their brand new Travel Gurus location. Hyder will set you up. Just tell them Brad and Avery sent you, and they're gonna hook you up with a. We'll have our own promo code, so
yes, we will.
He's gonna hook you up there and help you out on a all inclusive trips, cruises, flights, hotels, whatever your heart desires. Tell them Brad and Avery sent you, and our good friend Hyder will set you up for that. So thank you so much. We're forever grateful for all of those guys, Hyder especially. Thank you so much for what you do and helping us out. And, of course, we always try and help you out. So thank you for that. And, of course, Shaq, Dave, and Raymar, thank you also to those guys. Oh, am I
pushing Brad back? You can see on the broadcast, the screen is shaking because Brad's foot was tipping the table to have the camera.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm getting a little excited here. But we want to thank all those guys, of course. This wouldn't be possible without all of them. And so thank you guys so much for keeping us around. It's episode 35. So things are rolling. And we're, like I said, again, we're excited.
Yes, sir. And, you know, I mentioned my last point of college football and the college football playoff system. It really should be like college basketball where it's not really a conference exempt thing. All conferences in Division I should be able to win national title. Like college basketball, all conferences who are eligible and there's over 20 of them can make the tournament. Why not open it up to
school now? Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Why not open up that 18 field or one day 16 team field to all conferences in FBS football?
That's a good point. That is a good point. Yeah. Or why not have like a March Madness X tournament for college football? mm-hmm. have, you know, 24 teams or whatever it may be, or even 16 teams,
yeah.
and narrow the field from there.
Exactly.
Let's start with 8, obviously, and work our way from there.
Mm.
But I would love to see tournament style, one versus four, 2 versus 3, 1 versus 8 in this sense.
Yeah.
2, 7, 3, 6, 4, 5, and you know, go from there.
Because I mean, you had teams like a UCF who, once again, questioned the division national title game. You had Army. You had Army, who was a 10-win team, who just demolished Houston in their bowl game, 70-14. Why shouldn't Army or UCF get a shot at the national title?
Yeah, you bring up a point. Yeah, for sure. There's no arguing there. I think college football will expand to 8 teams. I think they need to, as we talked about. So we'll see what the offseason brings. And I just love college sports all around. I'm even excited, ladies and gentlemen. I know we don't get much of it here. I do. I own an Android box, so I get a little bit of it. College baseball, and that gets underway in February.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing some great talent come out of some great programs. I'm a big Florida Gators fan, for those of you that know me. So Brady Singer, of course, just came out of there, drafted by Kansas City Royals. I'm excited to see what he does in KC, for sure.
I think he'll come from Barry. When you only play one game a week, you'll add 2 extra weeks minimum to the season. Now, that's a good point, though. You'll do 2 more games if you do expand.
Now, are we okay with that, though? I don't know about you, Barry. I'm okay with 2 more weeks of football. As a fan, as a football fan, I'm okay with 2 weeks. Now, is the league okay with that? I'm not sure. Or here's the thing. Do you start 2 weeks earlier? Instead of maybe running 2 weeks longer, do you start 2 weeks early? You look at the CFL trying to expand this now, starting earlier in their season. So does the college football follow suit and start 2 weeks earlier or 3 weeks earlier?
Or maybe shave a game or two off the schedule. We'll see what happens there. But
so maybe instead of a 16-game season, 16-game schedule, have maybe a 13-game schedule and then go into the playoffs.
Although it is really strange how they've changed the bowls to counting towards your record. I find it really, really strange because in any other sport, we don't count the mark of the team in the playoffs to their regular season tallies. Like in college football, in 08, they changed it. We're saying, now the bowl is going to count towards your regular season total. I find it really weird. I don't get that.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of that. I don't like it going to, of course, count a bowl game. And then the other thing comes up is, how many bowl games do you need?
There's too many.
There's 68,000 bowl games. We got a Tiesto Bowl. We got a PlayStation Bowl. We're going to have a Brad Avery Bowl here soon.
We might.
If we keep it up. I mean, how many bowls do we need? Let's slim it down. Obviously, the Rose Bowl stays.
Of course.
The Orange Bowl stays. Your big bowls can stay, but why do you need all this other garbage? It doesn't make sense to me.
I don't need to see the Meineke Car Care Bowl.
No.
Or the Sun Bowl, or the I can't remember what the bowl game was, the name, but the one with Boise State and Boston College, which was a no contest.
Yeah.
Got rained out after 8 plays.
Now Barry brings up another good point there. See, I love Barry because this is why we miss you. You bring up some valid points, and of course, discussion is always good. I remember, if you have comments or concerns or questions,
or complaints to Brad,
or complaints, don't hesitate to drop them below, like Barry's been doing. This is true. Not being compensated and wear and tear on players is a very, very good point. Now, what is there a point here in the next couple years that we see college football players be compensated? Or is this are we far away from that?
I think we're getting to it eventually because you're seeing more and more players speaking out. You're seeing more and more people of influence in America speaking out about the fact that NCAA is a billion-dollar corporation
that pays
its employees. Yeah, I said employees, $0.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. I think there'll be a lawsuit. It won't just be a lawsuit. You're going to have players from a major program, maybe for a bowl game, not just one guy, but an entire team say, we're not going to play in this bowl game until we get compensation.
This is true. Yeah, this is true.
I could see it happening.
For sure. So it is a hot topic. I mean, college football or college sports in general is a hot topic. I would like to see players compensated.
Of course.
maybe even a league minimum or something. It just makes sense to me. You're playing a professional sport. Why not be compensated for it?
At the very least, leagues can do endorsements.
And endorsements is a great thing too. I mean, let the players individually be endorsed or whatever, however they want to do it, or maybe let a team be endorsed and you split the profits between your team.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, you know. So.
Yeah, I don't see what the issue is.
Good point.
But the issue is in letting like a Tua Villa go and be sponsored by BioSteel. Like, what's the problem in that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't see the issue in that. But no.
Well, what it does, you take a guy like Tua or Trevor Lawrence or, you know, Dabo, even a coach in Dabo Sweeney or something, you got to think being endorsed this early only helps their career.
Of course it would.
Only helps their career. Maybe this helps their draft stock. Maybe this, you know, gets their foot in the door better because, oh, this guy's now a poster boy for whatever. Mm-hmm. Right? So it just makes sense to me.
No, it does. That. The idea that they make, I think they make $4.1 billion a year in profit, and they fight against any of it to the athletes, I don't think is very disgusting in my mind, Brad.
It is. Yeah, I completely agree. Now, I want to move over now and talk some Edmonton Oilers for a minute.
Yes, sir.
I have no words to really describe the Oilers right now. They're on a slide. They finally won last night. Congrats to Cam Talbot and getting his 20th shutout of his career, first of the season. It was a great confidence booster for Cam, I think. The team played well in front of him. I think Chris Russell being back was a major addition, a major help. But of course, Cam Talbot bailed his team out a few times. Now, there is a hot point of discussion. I'm sure Barry will be very involved in this one. And the hot point being the Connor McDavid cross check with the referee staring right at him, yet no penalty to be called. We've seen this time and time again. Plays on Connor McDavid all year long. Not get called, whether it's a hook, whether it's a slash, whether it's a tug, whether it's a cross check, whatever it may be. Players seem to be getting away with this. Now, this is not at all good for the game of hockey.
Of course it's not.
You have the best player in the game, and you got a guy out there getting hacked and slashed and whacked. Like, what is this is not good at all. And what Hampus, I believe it's Hampus Lindholm last night with the two-handed cross-check on Connor McDavid, clearly into the board. McDavid goes face-planting into the glass, and I'm sure, myself included, we all held ourselves collective breaths for a minute, seeing the Brandon Manning play a couple years ago, and now this cross-check last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scary incident because you don't want, not only is this bad for the Oilers if Connor goes down, this is bad for the entire league.
Absolutely. And I don't get this. Every other sport in the world protects their star players. They don't let the scrubs go out and run around without being fined or suspended if they hit one of the star players.
Right.
But in NHL, for some reason, Hampus Lindholm gets to get off after hitting Connor McDavid. It's ridiculous. That's a change. And you saw the official right there is watching the play and does nothing.
I know what he's watching, but how do you miss? Like, come on. There needs to be discipline here for that official.
Absolutely.
We talked – bring up your explanation. We talked about at dinner today what you would do if you were in charge of the NHL.
Before the break, we were at dinner. I was saying, that was so egregious. I would call the official into, either Bedman or whoever is in charge, Bedman, George Parros. I would say, listen – that was so blatantly a blown call on your part. You're being demoted not to the AHL, but to the ECHL for a month to figure it out. Because clearly, you need some work on how to call a cross check. You need some work, and especially because it was Connor. And then after a month, send him to a week in the AHL, then back to the NHL. Does it again? He's $5,000. A third time, he's fired.
Hey, I couldn't agree more with you. Yeah, I'll send him a beer league hockey game in, in Scarborough or Tuktoyaktuk, Northwest Territories, or Brandon, Manitoba. I don't care. Just get him out of the league. Because, look, if referees keep turning a blind eye, we're going to have a depleted league, and there's going to be no Stars left because Stars are going to be severely hurt.
Yeah, like, and then crushing from behind. Like, if, of course, Connor got up. What if he didn't? Then what? You have to enforce the call.
You think the season's over now? Yeah, without 97, it's really over.
Yeah.
I'd love to get Barry's thoughts on this. I know he's an Oilers fan, and I'd love to just get his point of view as well. But I'm sure you could agree with us that this was a complete missed call on the league's part, a complete missed call on the officiating's part. Mm-hmm. And something needs, but where, let me ask you this though. Mm. Now that it's out of the hands of the referee, you realize that there's no penalty being called. At what point do you send Zach Cassian straight out there, grab a Hampus Lindholm, and start throwing? Because
that's
you need to set an example. Look, we've seen it the night before. Drew Doughty, Jeff Carter running around, taking McDavid's head off.
Connor right in the jaw.
Taking his head off, and nobody decides to take action. But Alex Chiasson? Really? Alex Chiasson?
He should.
We're
going to
let Alex Chiasson take care of Connor McDavid's dirty work? Come on. Where's Cassian? Where is Alex Petrovic? Where is, need I say it, Brandon Manning? Where are all these guys that we brought in? Apparently they're bigger, they're supposed to be tougher. Throw him on the ice and let him throw. Brandon Manning, let me tell you, Brandon Manning should be the first guy on the ice that says, hey, I messed this up 4 years ago. I'm not making the same goddamn mistake again. You hurt my player. I'm going to hurt you. And you know, he should take he should drop the gloves. Something, where was Cassian? Like, what is going on? A Cam Talbot go out there and run. Ron Hextall, somebody, like, what are you doing?
I know, it was really surprising that there was no response from Hampus Lindholm. And that's just, it was insane because, yeah, and somebody was saying, why didn't Lucic do anything? Well, I mean,
well, dang. Lucic barely scores one of our fights.
I mean, Milan, do something. I mean, you're not scoring very much. May as well do something if you didn't sign up.
Hitchcock was so mad. Hitchcock was so mad. I don't blame the guy at all. Hitchcock was so mad. And we're going to let Avery step away for a minute.
One second, I'll be right back. I
will finish this conversation, but you got to, if you can't Hitchcock, you got to look at a guy like Milan Lucic at $6 million a year, and really, he's sitting on the, I don't care if he's sitting on the bench, I don't care if he's sitting on the ice, and you got to grab him, and look, you're not scoring goals, you're not skating, you're not hitting, at least go out there and take somebody's head off. And but he can't do that either. So, you know, what good is he? Now that Avery's back, you got some breaking news for us, Avery.
Yeah, we have a special guest who's going to be calling in to the show in a minute here. So you know what, Brad? Why don't you take a commercial break and come right back with our special guest?
Sounds good. Hey, we will be right back. Tune in, Brad and Avery, part two. We're coming back with a very special guest. We didn't even announce tonight. You're not going to want to miss this one. Please come back.